Welcome to a brand new episode of the Internet's Most Hated Mafia-Themed Geek Podcast. The Long Coat Mafia Podcast is I, the Reverend Godfather, the show's main host and frontman. You're about to hear me and Big Candy talk about the four-state Comic-Con that happened this weekend on April 30th and May 1st, 2022, in Hagerstown, Maryland, at the Hagerstown Community College. Even though you're going to hear me and Big Candy tell you about everything we saw, did, and tried to get for all of you, plus our thoughts on how well did it do, how well didn't it do. We still want to hear your thoughts on this event if you went. So after hearing our thoughts, please, either in the comments section down below or emailing us at longcoatmafia@gmail.com, let us know your thoughts, and maybe in a future episode, we'll tell everybody what everybody else thought of this event. So links are in the description down below. I'll see you all on the other side of this episode. Hello, everyone. We're on the way home from Four State Comic-Con. So we're doing something that we haven't done in a very long time. That is a on-the-road episode. So this, in essence, might be entitled Four State Comic-Con SVU. So next season on NBC, it's Four State Comic-Con SVU. So, just a bunch of puns and wow!
Yeah.
But as I've been saying for the past couple of weeks with some of the episodes we've been dropping, is that we were on the road to Four State. We got to Four State. We got a whole mess of content for all of you out there. And I can't wait to go through it all, edit some of it, do the tags. It's going to be a clusterfuck in a good way to get all that content out to you. And just, I don't want to drip it out to you. I don't want to flood it out to you. So that way, I got to figure out what to do with it. But till then, let's tell you about, you know, what we thought of Four State. This is one of those times that the first time that Four State Harrisburg and Four State Hagerstown kind of met. And as we kind of were kidding around all weekend long, the Hatfields and the Coys kind of finally met to talk. And not to mention, this was the first time in 6 years that it took over a large location, meaning Hagers Hall was a decent location, but it was also kind of small in its own little way. And this year, it was at Hagerstown Community College at their sport, in essence, a big gym, which had an inside track. It had, you know, several basketball courts and bleachers. It was a very big setup for Four State. So it was like one of the largest areas that they've had ever. And it was like one of the largest turnouts that they've had as well. And there was a little bit of a kind of a fall off the end of yesterday, but all in all, it was a pretty decent turnout and seemingly busy yesterday. I'm not sure about today, though, because most of the day I was like mic guy. I was, you know,
today was light.
Yeah, Sundays usually are, though, for a show.
That's every show. I mean, I think honestly, I think if they did a Friday kind of pre-show, late show, then a Saturday, then a Sunday, I think they'd probably get a... I think that would be better for them. No, I'm just throwing it out there, because 3 days, you would get your hardcore people. Like, don't have the celebrities in there on Friday. Just have the vendors. It would give the vendors 3 days to sell, because they're set up on a Friday anyway. You know what I mean?
A bulk of them anyway.
have them come in. You could do, like, you know, all your pre-sales and all your, like, you know, stuff for celebrities, and then you could also do all your, like, vendor specials and stuff like that for early birds and stuff like that, and then, like, your Saturday and Sunday could be the prime days for coming in. I thought it was really well done. I thought 11 was a little bit of a late start for both days. I thought maybe it should have been like 9 or 10. But I'm used to baseball card shows starting early, so.
That's the thing. It's like, you're kind of right with that. I was expecting at least on Saturday it's starting at 10.
Right.
And maybe today starting at 11, because Sundays are usually different.
Mm-hmm.
Like with Otacon, their dealer room would like open it early Friday and Saturday, but Sunday was open a little bit later, meaning instead of it being 10 or 11 o'clock, it was open at 12.
Right.
To like 12 to 5. Yeah. So, I'm not saying that it's a bad thing for Forest State, but it's a Sunday. But still, it was very busy. We didn't do an interview with like the people that we wanted to, because I wanted to speak to Olivia Hack, but we just had a wonderful conversation. Sometimes that's all that's needed. And to kind of feel out from our standpoint, sometimes you have to have a conversation with somebody to kind of see if, you know, hey, let me hit record and, you know, let's have an interview.
Right.
But I was like, you know what, I made the call, like, not really an interview. Let me just get the autographs that I want. But we had a wonderful conversation with someone. We'll be putting out that interview sometime after this. But we have like a shit ton of content to release to all of you. And we hope you stick around for it. And it's wonderful. What they're going to be doing next year is going to be back. This was their first time, again, at Hagerstown Community College. I think
people were eager to come back,
right,
to shows, because the thingy that happened over the last 2 years, people were inside and really didn't do a whole lot. But I noticed all the vendors, like, it looked like they've been working. Like, despite not having anything to do, they probably, like, have been inside working on their stuff. Because, like, a lot of that stuff was really nice. Like, you know, learning their crafts and stuff, honing their skills.
And one of the things that I noticed this time around is, like, I don't think I've really noticed it the last couple of times. Granted, this is the first time. I say this is the third year that actually, Forest actually happened in Hagerstown. Because the last 2 years, there wasn't any Hagerstown Forest State. And previous years, I don't remember that there being that many D&D vendors,
right,
that many other like vendors than just strictly comics and like collectibles. This is one of the few years where there was a wide variety of stuff, people vending stuff, including the stabbity kind.
Yes.
And I'm like, wow, that's, you know, it was nice to see the Dungeons and Dragons stuff. It was nice to see the standard comic stuff and the author stuff. We got to see Fortress Comics, which we hadn't seen them since we were before we started doing this, when they were initially at Baltimore doing their stuff. So it was like fun meeting up with those guys. So it's like, You're Baltimore family, you know? And it's like, dude.
Right.
And it's like, welcome to Forest State, man. So, and I think he was saying that they've been to, like, Harrisburg. So, either way, it's like, welcome to Hagerstown, man.
Yeah, right. Sure.
But, and one of the things you'll see in our Horace Alley video is that I met an author that, well, like, that's one of the things that, there's been a few authors at Forest State before in the past, but this was the first time I spotted, it's like, the title of the book I recognized. I was like, when I saw the image that, because he had some prints from some of the artwork for the covers, I was like,
yeah.
I'm like, dude, I've seen this image before. He's right. Like, where? I said, this was before advertising on Facebook has begun and them saying, hey, you know, this particular person's going to be there. This particular person's going to be there. No, it was this author and his book. I'm like, yeah. Dude, Facebook has been put, because I do a lot of, because my place is so small, I'm one of those few people that uses ebooks. You know, it's like, I could argue that point. It's like, yeah, I'm a physical media person, but when you live in such a small place, you need ebooks.
Yeah.
You need that digital media. And it's like, Facebook and Amazon's pretty much pushed that to me. It's like, you gotta read this. Did I pick up one of his books? Yeah, but I'll, you know, if It comes across my feed because what Facebook or say Amazon tends to do, Kindle tends to do anyway. Right. It's like if somebody has a series of books, they're going to give you that first book for $1, and then charge you Kindle price for the rest. Right. Thinking that hey, if you really like, in essence, they treat it like a drug. Hey, if you really like it, come back and it's more, man.
Yeah.
So that's not a bad business tactic, you know. It's like
It has its bad tendencies, but.
But, you know, it's like, for someone like myself, it's like, for $1, I can't go wrong for an ebook.
Right.
It's like, and if I get around to read it and I like it, I'll, you know, if there's a deal on the next 2 or 3 books, I'll pick up a deal for whatever it is. But it's just seeing that and seeing Khan family, seeing Matt and Mark and folks from Absurd Productions, folks from EPG, and a whole mess of more. I think we made a few new connections and friends.
Oh,
and
I believe we did.
So we had a lot of laughs.
A lot of laughs. We almost got beat up by a furry.
Yeah, we almost got beat up by a furry. And I think he might have misheard that because we said it jokingly.
Yeah.
I think he might have misheard the context.
Yeah.
And when we was like, it's kind of like we're asking kind of seriously in regards to it, and kind of we're kind of serious and kind of kidding. And he was like, oh, okay, you know, once he got it, right. He was like, yeah. So it was just fun. Not to mention, we had, as always, this was one of the few instances that we had a Matt Burns laughing incident.
Yeah, right.
Because we were talking, I forgot what we were initially talking about.
Burnsy.
And we were like, yeah, it was Matt Burns. And all of a sudden, speak of the devil. And we were talking about panels.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I got to speak to Matt Burns about, you know, getting the panels from Absurd and the other panel for the screen panel.
Yeah.
And no sooner I say that, he shows up. I'm like, speak of the devil, and he shows up. And we laugh about that shit. And about 20 minutes later, we're talking about somebody, you know, and promotion and, you know, some of the people that can be a little bit shady that are promoting people who promote well. And we bring up Matt Burns' name, like, once or twice. And who does, you know, speak of the devil? He returns again, Matt Burns. Like, the fuck? Like, what the hell? It's like, do we have to look in the front of a camera and say Matt Burns 3 times and you appear? What the hell?
We summoned
Matt Burns. How the fuck did we do that?
And put him back in his Pokemon.
It's like, let's toss a Pokemon ball at him. Something. Loads of fun stuff like that. We had a gourmet popcorn guy next to us. Wonderful guy, nice guy, good popcorn.
Very good.
The thing is, you picked up the cinnamon toasts, cinnamon, like, French toast or whatever it was, which was very good. So you're like, you gotta try this. I'm like, okay, I took a piece. You offered a piece to cosplayers. I want to say, I'm mispronouncing her name. I don't think she's gonna listen, but I was, I think, Meg P. Cupcake, or I'll just say Miss Cupcake. And you offered one to her. She's like, nah, she was being polite. So I try my piece. I'm like, this is actually really good. She's like, and I say, are you sure you don't want to try? She's like, let me try it. So I finally get the bag open, and like,
right.
She tries one. She's like, you're right, that really is good. She immediately went to the popcorn guy. It's like, I want a bag. We got like 3 or 4, and this was also one of the aspects of Four State that we had to kind of say goodbye on a professional level to Katie Marie Cosplay, because she, when I was speaking to her, in essence, she's kind of going through what I went through, meaning that she's kind of suffering a little bit of burnout. In regards to, she, with a lot of shows, she's got to plan the next cosplay, put everything to go together, having to deal with sometimes a lot of the drama of the community. And it's like, she's like, I need a break. I need, you know, to kind of back away for a little while, maybe retire. She said, I still want to cosplay, but I just don't want to do it professionally.
Oh.
And like, I could understand that, but we're going to miss you. You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Loads of laughs. We got to meet Captain Decapitate himself, Jesse Green. The joke had to be made. We walked up with him. I do have the video. It'll be posted up to YouTube. Me going up to say, Father, Father, how dare you be so critical of your forgotten son, Captain Crunch? it's one of those things, if I was in Captain Decapitate mode, it's like, I would definitely go into it. Like, loads of laugh. It's the con family, it's the whole aspect of doing it. Were there any major issues that you saw at Four State?
No.
But there was an issue outside of Four State.
Yeah.
And that was pretty much because of, I know we were, there's a chance with that. It's like, we kind of want to do Harrisburg, but the issue is location.
Yeah.
It's something that we have to stay overnight, and that's an added expense. That's the issue that I had with Hagerstown, is because my main complaint is that one of the things that they started to do is charge insurance. Mm-hmm. I think it's because the main thing, they kind of chalked it up saying a lot of shows are starting to do that now, or locations are starting to do that now. It's something that haven't been hearing that they're doing. I think it's the location that's doing it, because they're not familiar with Four State.
Yeah.
It's iffy. It's a location being a location, either trying to, like, I don't think they were realize it could have been, if I want to put on a tinfoil hat, it was the location not knowing Four State and trying to kind of push Four State away. They didn't think Four State was going to be this successful.
No.
So it's something that it's like, it could price somebody out, like me.
Yeah.
It's something I don't like, and even though it lasts a year, it's like, I could still use it for Harrisburg, but again, it's staying in Harrisburg overnight. Not only do I have to pay for the spot, if I want to be at the spot.
Would it be for Harrisburg? I thought it was only for Maryland.
It would be. It's insurance. It's like getting car insurance. Mm-hmm. I don't need car insurance in Maryland.
Oh, okay, I got you.
It's that sort of thing. It's just to cover us, the show,
right,
or whoever is vending. Like I said, the issue we had, our other main issue was the hotel we were staying at.
What hotel?
What hotel? The Red Roof. Yeah, I'm going to call them out here on the show. The Red Roof in Williamsport, Maryland. I've been in shitty hotels where I wouldn't let my dog sleep on the goddamn floor. This one somehow beat those locations
severely.
One of the things I was like, you kind of told me, it's like, yeah, there are charges if like damage or spots on sheets and stuff that. I'm like, really? Why would they? And as soon as we get in, I think you were telling me about that, or as soon as we walked in, no sooner that we walk in, well, the first thing I notice, now there's going to be a video on YouTube in regards to what the room looked like.
Yeah.
And the first thing I notice is that there's a desk, especially where there's the TV, because the desk was part of the dresser.
Right.
There was no, like, I'm sure we're passing right now because we're on the road, one of the legendary shitty hotels that have had a history here in Martinsburg have like a kitchenette table in it, or a small little table to have food on.
Right.
This Red Roof Inn didn't have one of those tables. It just had a comfy chair. That's it. The chair that was for the desk chair, if you will, looked like Michael Myers took his kitchen knife to it. And you're like, I don't want to, you know, get charged. I'm like, yeah, you're right. Not to mention the walls of the room looked like someone was passionately hugging in the other only chair, and it kept hitting the back of the fucking wall.
Right. Right.
And there, because there was like chip paint all over the place.
Yeah.
And we're like, because we were kind of tired, we were going to record something like this last night, and we're like, you know what? Get some let's just relax. I'll worry about starting to edit some of the videos we did get yesterday or do yesterday. And the power strip underneath the desk that was attached to the desk had power going to it, but not to the outlets themselves.
Right.
So thus, the desk lamp that was plugged into that power strip was not working. The other light that was plugged into that was not working. We didn't think it was the power strip until we unplugged that lamp,
right,
that wall lamp, and plugged it in, switched it with the TV that was plugged into the same outlet as the mini fridge. And I was thinking, like, hey, cool, mini fridge. I could stick my insulin in there and keep it. The thing is, in the 10, 12 minutes that we were there, no, you're right there, the line.
Excuse me.
I was like, I'll toss my insulin in there. No, it never clicked on to keep things cold.
Uh-uh.
And not to mention the attached microwave on top of that didn't have a dial on it.
Yeah.
And we're like, wow. And not to mention the bathroom door was kind of almost off the bottom hinge. When we were filming the room before we left, that's the first time we closed the goddamn door.
Yeah, sure.
And I was like, wow. Let me just say, updates to regards to the aftermath might be coming.
Yeah.
In regards to that stuff. It's a lot of stuff that I have to post on YouTube, post on everything else. It's something you guys and gals have to see.
Yeah.
Thankfully, that was the honestly the biggest disappointment.
Yeah.
Room aside, I want to give 48 at least a 7.5 out of 10.
I do 8.
You'd go 8. Are there any downsides that you saw, or any issues or anything like that?
I mean, to the actual con.
Yeah.
I mean, aside from, and I'm not even saying like a lot. Some of the attitudes in there were, like, not welcoming.
Yeah. Like, some of the newer people that were there?
Yeah.
Or some of the people that have been show regulars that had an attitude.
Not the professional cosplayers, but some of the amateur cosplayers, they really got me with the way they were talking. Like, okay, it was so easy, then why don't you, like jump up and down with your outfit without it falling apart? You know, it's like they want to critique every little thing on somebody's outfit, or, you know.
You could say that's kind of the reason why Marie was kind of like wanting to get out. Like, the attitude, and some of the things that we spoke to some of the show regulars about, it's like, that there are so many people that want to come in, and there's so many others that you want to promote and say, go to. It's like, hey, how'd you do it? I don't want to talk to you. Like, yo, if you have somebody that wants to do something similar, you could be a little bit more polite, you know? But it just, we've talked in the past that this was kind of our return to back, kind of like our rev up. I'll have to see if we'll kind of we're going to be taking our time with the audio side of things, because it's nothing against Big Candy. It's nothing against anybody else that's associated with the show that comes on the show. It's a matter of, at times, because I'm the biggest person doing it, it's hurting squirrels. Not hurting cats, hurting squirrels.
Mm.
And with that, I have to take my time, because doing the show on a weekly basis and a constant weekly basis, i.e. Every Sunday night or every Monday, it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to mitigate, and not to mention put out stuff for YouTube, put out stuff for TikTok on the rare occasion. So, folks, we're going to ease this stuff out to you all. It will come out. And after that, We'll try to get an in-between content between that and hopefully Otakon, if we do Otakon this year. So if we do, we'll have even more content for you like we do every year. In last couple of years, we'll have a bunch of Otakon content for you for YouTube, audio side. We'll have interviews. I already have know one or two guests that are coming out for Otakon, and I already have like a wish list for that. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a K-pop artist mm-hmm. for that. And I want to say this, because it's a K-pop artist, and I've helped Don Ramirez interview bands, that's experience in regards to that. Mm-hmm. So it's, I know how, the kind of questions I could ask that person. So with that, we'll see you next week with the continuation of our 4-State Comic-Con content. And stay I'm going to ask you all to go to our YouTube channel. Links are in the description. And hitting that subscribe button, because there's loads of content you guys and gals out there listening will want to see, especially if you're listening to this on one of the many podcasting outlets. Hit that subscribe button, because we got a bunch of audio content out there mm-hmm. that you want to hear, especially the wonderful story of a cosplayer, very young cosplayer, and her father that we met at 4-State this year. You want to stay tuned to hear that story, that tale. So please stick around. You want to find out. Right. So goodbye. Show's over. Welcome back, everybody. I just want to come back on here to remind you politely to please hit that subscribe button, whether you're listening to us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, wherever you're listening to us at, because we're going to be posting up a whole mess of 4-State 2022 content for you. You're not going to want to miss out, so that way it's in your box when it drops. And also, to please head on over to YouTube and search for Long Coat Mafia Podcast. We're the first channel to come up. Why? Because we're going to be posting up the video content that we scored at 4-State Comic-Con 2022 there as well. So while you're there, don't forget to hit the subscribe button. If you have any questions, comments, or what have you, feel free to write in the comments section, like the videos, and the whole nine yards. You're not going to want to miss out. So we have literally gigabytes of content to post up to not just the audio side, but the video side as well. So please, you're not going to miss out. Plus, if you have any questions, comments, or what have you, please put them in the comments section of this post on Podbean or wherever you can online, whether it's Podbean, iTunes, where have you. Heck, head on over to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/TheLongCoatMafiaPodcast. And plus, you can always email us at longcoatmafia.com. It's been a long weekend, folks. It's Monday morning, so please forgive me. Our email address is longcoatmafia@gmail.com. And plus, you can message us on Facebook. If you picked up a flyer, all our information's there. So we're happy to hear from you. And if you attended 4-State Comic-Con, we want to hear what your experience was at this event and what your favorite part of the event was. So hope to see you guys and gals next week. So stay tuned. You're not going to miss out.
You've been listening to the Long Coat Mafia Podcast, the internet's most hated and mafia-themed geek podcast.